Once again, here's the host of Positive Living, Patricia Raskin, on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin, the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions and helps you to make your dreams come true. Today we have a very interesting show. We're talking about how to never be sick again and how to never be fat again with my author, Raymond Francis. And Raymond Francis is a chemist, the national chairman of the Project to End Disease, the publisher of Beyond Health News, the host of the radio talk show, Beyond Health Show. And, you know, he's not just a chemist. I mean, this is a man who almost died. According to his findings, there are thousands of different diseases, but there's only one disease, and it's malfunctioning cells. And what he's saying is that if we take care of our cells by providing them with the nutrients they need and keeping them toxin-free, we won't have disease. He had a disease that almost killed him many, many years ago. And as he lay slowly dying in his hospital bed, he made a conscious decision to take his life back. With his steely determination and his relying on his knowledge of biochemistry, Raymond Francis turned his health around and saved his own life. And what he's doing now is helping others save theirs. Welcome back, Francis.
Thank you.
I keep calling you, your two names are first names, so sometimes you hear Raymond, sometimes you hear Francis, so you'll have to excuse me. Let's talk a little more about not just never be sick again, but never be fat again, because, of course, obesity and being overweight can lead to sickness. So let's give our listeners in this last segment some things that they can do. We've already talked about some things.
Well, the most important
thing. Never be fat again.
Most important thing of all is to get off of processed foods, gradually, you know, get off of the processed foods and buy more fresh whole foods. Shop around the periphery of the store. Don't shop in the middle. Instead of buying a can of peas, buy some fresh peas. And, you know, that's what you do. Get fresh foods because that's what we're intended to eat. So if you gradually change your diet to fewer and fewer processed foods, more and more fresh whole foods, get rid of the toxins. The bad news is that every American today is in toxic overload, and it is causing major disease, including overweight. That's the bad news. Here's the good news. About 80% of the toxins we're exposed to are under our control. So all you need to do is learn where they are and start avoiding them, and you can get rid of your toxic load. You can get rid of 80% of your toxic load, and that is worth doing. Things as simple as toothpaste. Toothpaste is a deadly poison. Read the warning label on the box sometimes. It says if you swallow this, call the poison control center. You know, get an ambulance, you know, rush to a hospital. You know, one tube of toothpaste.
What you're talking about here, Raymond, are some simple things. You're saying, you know, if all else fails, read labels. And if you don't understand what that word means, it probably isn't good for you.
Right, right. One tube of toothpaste can kill a child. That's how bad it is. So what do you do? Well, simple. There are brands of toothpaste that are very, very safe. And I identify these in my books as to how to find safe and effective products. The same thing with shampoo. Deadly. The poisons go right through the scalp. In the case of the toothpaste, the mucous membranes in the mouth are extremely permeable. The toxins go right through the mucous membranes, get into the bloodstream, bioaccumulate in your body, and poison you. So we've got to get rid of the toxins, and it's easy to do. 80% of the toxic load is under our control. So anybody can improve their health. And I literally, we have people all over the world who read Never Be Sick Again, and they cure themselves of incurable diseases. Well, I cured myself of incurable diseases. And people with stage 4 terminal cancer, guaranteed to die, they read the book, they go home, they cure the cancer. Why? Because it's so simple. There's only one disease, a malfunctioning cell that is malfunctioning because of deficiency and toxicity. And the rest is just symptoms. So cancer is no different from the common cold. It is simply a different symptom of a malfunctioning cell. And you fix it the same way. You give the cell what it needs, keep it free of what it doesn't need, and guess what? If you restore the cell to normal function, whatever is wrong goes away. I mean, I had 4 autoimmune diseases. Those are supposed to be permanent, incurable. I had chronic fatigue syndrome. I had chemical sensitivity syndrome. I suffered from seizures. I mean, I was very sick.
Raymond, what about other ways of healing beside food? We haven't really talked about meditation, exercise, ways of thinking. You know, toxic thoughts also can affect the system. Address those.
Well, exercise is a very important thing. And here's some additional information. If you want to be healthy, you have to give each cell what it needs. So that means good nutrition. You have to keep it free of toxins. There's one more thing you have to do. You have to move and stretch the cell. Cells are made to be moved and stretched in order to be working properly, and that's where exercise comes in. But I've now found a way to cheat on that, and I talk about it in both of my books. It's called rebounding, and it's a way in just minutes per day to get all of the movement you need to move and stretch your cells and have them work properly. So that's a really wonderful thing. But then we go to other things like prescription drugs. You have to understand that there's only 2 causes of disease, deficiency and toxicity. Prescription drugs are toxins that cause deficiency. So, therefore, prescription drugs cause disease. So there is no way you can be healthy. It is physically impossible to be healthy if you're taking a prescription drug. And if you're taking more than one prescription drug, you screw up more and more and more chemistry. I mean, there are people out there on 12 drugs. And at that point, you know, they're having all kinds of problems. Their memory isn't good. Their balance isn't good. They don't feel good. You cannot. Prescription drugs cause disease. You don't need them because there are other ways, there are alternative
ways. And that is, and I want to say this for the listeners, that is your experience and what you've researched. That is also a radical statement in our society, and you know that.
So
people will take that as for what that is, and if they want to research that more, they will on their own.
The problem is they've all been brainwashed by the drug industry into thinking drugs are good and drugs are necessary. They are not good. They are not necessary. The more you take, the sicker you will get.
I want to ask you, I'm going to move from that because I'm going to let people make up their own minds there. But I want to ask you about thinking positively in terms of your thought forms. If you have toxic thoughts, now we talk about taking toxic foods and substances into our body. Raymond, what about toxic thoughts, which also go into our system?
Toxic thoughts will kill you. Because every thought has a biochemical consequence. And we know, I mean, this is not conjecture, that we know from experiments, we know from, this is very, very sound science. Happy thoughts, thoughts of love, produce chemicals in the body that are beneficial to health. Anger and resentment and negative thoughts actually produce chemicals that have a negative effect on the body. Anger is like a poison that will just destroy you from the inside out. So it's very important that we be careful about what we put into our minds, just as we have to be careful about what we put into our mouth.
Okay. All right, we have a couple minutes left. What would you like to leave our listeners with in terms of never be sick again, never be fat again, in terms of just general things that we can do if we're just beginning on this journey, or even if we're not? Give us some closing thoughts.
Well, here's some closing thoughts. As a scientist, what I can tell you is that the knowledge we need, the technology we need to end disease in America already exists. All we need to do is to teach it to you. All you need to do is to learn it and put it to use, and you will be able to end disease in your life. I've done it for myself. I saved my own life. I am in perfect health. I am young. My arteries are now down to my late 20s, and I'm going to be 72. By the time I'm 80, I want my arteries down into my teens. Anybody can do this. So here's the potential. All you need to do is seize upon that potential. Health is a choice. You do have the power to choose it. God bless you. Go choose it. Read Never Be Sick Again. Read Never Be Fat Again. Go to my website. Get all the incredible free information available at beyondhealth.com. Take advantage of my book offer and get a free newsletter. The newsletter is priceless. Call that 800-250-3063. Buy a book and get a free newsletter subscription for 1 year. And Patricia, thank you, because you are a wonderful host, and God bless you for the good work you're doing for all your listeners. You're really doing a fabulous job.
Thank you, Raymond. Stay on the line. Thank you so much for being on the program. My guest has been Raymond Francis. He is the author of Never Be Sick Again, Never Be Fat Again. He is a chemist, the national chairman of the Project to End Disease, the publisher of Beyond Health News, and the host of the radio talk show on the Beyond Health Show. And he knows from what he's talking, because he almost died, and he healed himself through his knowledge of biochemistry to understand how to take care of his body and to eat well. Again, look at his book, Never Be Sick Again, Never Be Fat Again, and do log on to beyondhealth.com. You know, folks, as I always say on the show, I always say that the show is about really turning your problems into solutions and your obstacles into opportunities and making your dreams come true. And definitely, you can do that. I have on amazing guests each week who have done it. They show you how. And the other thing I want to say is that, you know, when I first started this 25 years ago, people thought I was Pollyanna. They thought, oh, you know, nobody wants to hear all this good stuff and good news and how do we make it work. Well, you know what? People want to hear it now because it's fact. It's true. There's just as much good in the world as negative. There are just as many things that work as don't work. And there are just as many beautiful people, if not more, than the ones that we hear about in the news that aren't so beautiful. So listen to inspirational programs. Feed yourself with good things, both food-wise, both thought-wise, and because you can make your life work. There's nothing like connection, and we need more of that in our lives. So until next time, as I always say when I close, stay healthy, stay happy, and really get the support you need. That's so important. And know, folks, that you can make your dreams come true. Until next time, for Positive Living, right here on TalkZone.com, and log on to my website, Patricia@PatriciaRaskin.com. Write to me, I'll write you back, or RaskinResources.com, either one. Until next time, I'm Patricia Raskin for Positive Living. Have a great Monday and a great week.